Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. This is odd to me, and talk me down if you would. Now, we all know about the Academy Awards, and then there's the Razzies. The Razzies are a 180 of the Academy Awards. They're nominated for the worst performances, and the reason that we took this call was because we found it strange, because Arnold Schwarzenegger is nominated for Worst Supporting Actor for Expendables 3, and here's the crazy thing. He's thinking about going, and we have him on the phone. Arnold, am I to understand that you have requested to run your acceptance speech in the event that you win the Razzie Saturday night?
Yes, yes, that's correct. But first of all, Mark, let me say that of all the radio shows that I've done, this one is the most recent. Thank you.
Oh, compliment.
Thank you.
No, thank you, Arnold.
No, but I want to do my speech. I want to go ahead and, you know, practice it for you so I don't mess it up.
Okay, so listen, we're not going to bring up the obvious. Go ahead. In the event that you win, here is your acceptance speech.
Sure. So I'm at the podium looking, you know, fantastic, and I say, first, I would like to thank the members of the Hollywood Foreign Razzies. Secondly, I would like to congratulate the most important person in my life, myself, for all of my hard work. Exactly. You know, bodybuilding and Hollywood are very similar. In bodybuilding, you lift heavy weights, and in Hollywood, you carry a lot of people who are dead weight.
Oh.
That's a good one. Yeah. You know, like, people like, you know, Steve Guttenberg or, you know, Bronson Pinchot, all of these things. Anyway, the point is, Now, as you know, Terminator was a big breakthrough movie for me. Of course, every time I leave a restaurant or someplace, I have to say, hasta la vista, baby, or I'll be back, or, you know, to strip down nude and show my exoskeleton and all that stuff is, you know, it's awful. But one of the big thrills of my life has been doing Expendables 3, right? How many times in your life can you share a makeup room with Sly Stallone, Mel Gibson, and Dolph Lundgren? It's like that old joke, a mumbling idiot, an anti-Semite, and a sexy genius walk into a bar. That's the punchline. because he's an engineer or something. He's an idiot. Anyway, let me get to the main point here. People ask me all the time, Arnold, what are the rules to success? Well, let me tell you, there are only three. Rule number one, never ask me anything while I'm eating. Wait until I finish, or I will crush your windpipe with my pinky. That's true. It's very powerful. I have many weights that I use to work out the pinky. Rule number two, never move to Sacramento. There's not one decent steakhouse there. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. What part of medium rare do you not understand? You idiot. Send it back, you idiot. Send it back. You embarrass me. All right, rule number three, and this is most important. This is very important. Pay attention. Do not bang the maid. Do not bang the maid. She is for cleaning, not for banging. Understand me? Now, of course, you know, after the banging, you will do the cleaning. But that's not the point. Thank you to all the Razzie people. Thank you.
Arnold, the speech was good. It was fine. We enjoyed it. But do you understand that the Razzie Award is a bad thing? It's not a good thing.
I don't know. What are you trying to say?
I'm saying that the Razzies are saying that you're a bad actor, not a good actor.
I mean, you act as though this is news to me, you idiot. I mean, you know, give me a break. Did you not see Jingle All the Way? I was terrible in this movie. I was awful in this movie. You know, oh, my son and the robot. And by the way, that idiot kid, he would go on to be in this stupid Star Wars movie. He's an idiot, too. He should get one. So I tell you what, I will accept this award with pride. I have no problem with it. Yeah.
Well, Arnold, listen, we thank you for your time. We're cheering for you. We hope you win.
Thank you. And by the way, I was totally serious about that. You know, don't bang the maid. She's for cleaning, not for banging. That's what I'm saying.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Let us introduce you to this guy. His name is Josh. He is a friend of Gina's. She brought him into the program. Dude, that is hysterical.
Thank you. That was a lot of fun. I haven't done that for a while. It was nice to do that again. Thank
well,
you.
Mark,
look,
a little co-hosting points. Did I deliver or did I deliver?
Oh, my really God. Great. Yeah, no, we had an Arnold idea, which was what we just heard, and we had a guy, but Gina said, listen, I've got the guy. This is it. And so you do a lot of voice. You do a stand-up act, and you have a lot of voices involved in that, right?
Yeah, there's a ton of voices. The big one is Morgan Freeman. That's the one that everybody loves.
All right, don't do it yet, because I'm gonna whore you out next time we have a Morgan Freeman
sure.
idea.
Yeah, no, that'd be wonderful.
Just well, listen, quick question, yeah. Josh. A tremendous, tremendous Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's really,
it's,
really
it's
great.
The laugh. Yeah. The laugh is just gold.
It really is. Did you, I just wanted to know, did you call us on a telephone or a dog's chew toy?
Well, I don't know. You have some problem with your system over there because nobody else but you. You idiots are the only ones. My phone is totally fine.
You tell him, Josh.
Yeah.
Well, let's say we rock it. This is Mark in the Morning. This is 100.3 The Sound.